Oh, because they don't have it printed out.
Yeah.
All rise and come to order. This is a code enforcement hearing in and for the city of Greenville Springs, Florida. Please be respectful of these proceedings and kindly remain quiet until your case is heard. We do not allow audible cell phones or pagers, so please place them in the silent or vibrate mode. The charge of hurt will go over the procedures for these hearings following the pledge of our flag. Please join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
If you are a witness, remain standing if you're going to come up here and speak and be sworn in. Go ahead and sign up.
That we have everybody.
If you would, raise your right hand. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Okay. You may be seated.
Yeah.
What's the thing? Didn't swear on it.
For the true mark. Yeah.
They didn't swear.
My name is Garfield Hurt. I'm a special magistrate here in Greenville Springs for code enforcement. In a minute or so, we'll start calling cases. You will have the opportunity to come up here, and the city will go first. And if they have violations against you, they will present evidence. After that, you'll have a chance to present evidence. It can come in the form of testimony or photographs, other documents, a witness if you have one or two. And I will listen to both sides, and then I will make a decision as to whether or not you are in violation of a code here in Greenville Springs. We won't follow all the rules of civil procedure, but there will be due process and the order in the court. The main thing that happens sometimes is, or one of the main things, is people want to talk over each other. So just be aware of that. Let the city finish. I'll let you finish, and then you let me finish. And everything will get done in not too long of a time here, okay? So with that said, who's up first?
We'll go by the agenda because all the new cases I have, everybody's here. So we'll go with the case number 16-202. Property address for that property is 90 Yacht Club Point. Mm-hmm. Property owners are Trumark Properties 2LP. Certified notices were sent for this case on October 27th and January 12th. Which was successful. Hearing notices were posted at the property and at the City Hall on January 12th. My initial inspection was October 27th. Last inspection was today. I went and did final inspection this morning. Number of inspections, 3. Number of violations, 3. The slide was old. They have finally complied with all the violations which happened this morning. They were cited for 3 different violations, which they have already complied and cleaned up. So at this point, my staff recommendation for this case would be fine $100 admin fine and allow till February 28, 2017 to comply, which they already complied this morning.
Okay, so in essence, it'll be a fine of $100, and that's all?
Yes, sir.
Okay, We'll sign that then.
And the property owners are here if they want to add anything to it.
You want to speak?
Well, sure.
Come on up.
Did you raise your hand? Because I didn't notice it. Did
you sworn in?
Well, that's everybody. So.
Okay.
You're both a property owner and a witness at the same time. So raise your right hand. You swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
All right. State your name, please.
James True.
Okay.
So I want to ask, I'm interested in knowing, because one of the issues on the property is that we had a boat trailer on the property, and it was just total news to me that I couldn't have a boat trailer on a property in a boating community. But I guess it's because it wasn't a house on that piece of parcel why you couldn't have a boat trailer. So news to me, figured it out, removed the boat trailer.
Well,
so my question really is, where do you get all these rules that we're supposed to comply with? I mean, what's the...
If you...
Go online and find
if
them
you,
or something?
If you go on city's website, there are different tabs on the city's website. If you go under government, you'll see city code, and that's where all the codes are listed.
And also for your property, you have, and I can get you a copy of it, you are what we call a PUD, which is Plan Unit Development. You have additional requirements that are above the normal city code that were done when your project was developed.
And that's on there also?
No, that is not, but I can get you copies of that if you so desire it. But that's an addition to,
yeah.
You have to comply with everything yeah. else and your Plan Unit Development.
So the $100 that we're being fined is because the boat trailer wasn't removed at a specific time?
No, it's just an administrative fine we charge for all new code enforcement cases just to cover the city's cost of postage and our staff time and all that stuff.
If it goes to magistrate, if you would have complied before she actually did the magistrate order, we usually don't charge you, but when it goes to magistrate, because we have to pay our magistrate and all the other, the clerk, the policemen, et cetera, to make these hearings, we charge the admin fine.
So I have a couple. I don't remember getting any notices, so can you tell me where you sent those notices to?
Yeah.
We want to make sure our address is correct, because we have a couple places.
I believe it's a post box address, but we do have a signed certified card back from whoever had signed.
Okay. And then the other thing is, I was looking at those pictures, you realize that all the damage, that's hurricane damage, trees that were down and all those branches, which we got cleaned up and done, but it took, we actually had it on the street for weeks until we had called the city
mm-hmm.
multiple times to finally come out and get it. It was quite an undertaking. You know, we had four or five big trees go down, but it'd be nice to we all look up at what these codes are. I mean,
like I said, if you go on the website, you'll see all the codes listed, and if you have any specific questions, you have my number. You can call me or Ms. Janice.
The hurricane took effect on whatever day in October, 4th, 5th, somewhere like that.
Yeah, it was beginning of October. Yeah.
And that next, or that day, the next day, we had it all cut down and pushed to the side of the road today. It cost us a lot of money. Because obviously we didn't want it. We're trying to sell lots in that community. But we got the certified mail on cleaning it up before you guys would come out and get it off the side of the road. So understandable we were upset by that. Okay, before you guys picked it up, when we got the certified mail, that I guess we had a neighbor complaining.
Mm-hmm.
Understood. And then there was one additional item to your credit, was a tree that was down on the fence that I thought the whole time it was his tree down on our fence. In fact, I was going to come down and complain about that when I realized if you would have took a picture of it, you would have probably said, that's his tree on our fence. It just looked that way.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just the way it broke off up top. Fell over into the weeds, so it looked like a root ball at the bottom, going up with a broken thing.
Just so you know, in the future, and we hope that we never, I mean, we've had relationships with you for the PUD, and when we were rising in the subdivision, et cetera, and you added in the additional lots, we didn't fine you for what was on the street or anything like that. And if you notice, the first complaint came, I think it was October 27th. The admin fine is, we're now talking January. If you would have called before that last notice, which Ms.
Before the hearing notice.
Before the hearing notice, we probably, and if you would have said, hey, I need another month or whatever, we would have dealt with it. But when it goes 3 months and we don't hear from you and the complaint is out there, that's why we end up taking the magistrate.
Okay, so is there some way I can get either the card, I don't see who signed for that.
Sure.
We can do it a little later if you need whatever.
No, we can
show you the file. Everything.
Yeah, I just.
This the first one? Or?
Yeah, the pictures of that complaint were the hurricane trees fell, so.
Yeah.
I don't like that they just scribble, scrabble. You can.
Okay.
I don't know if you have an office person there or.
No, that's my signature probably. I mean, I got that card. I'm not denying that I got the card.
Okay.
I don't know, when did I sign for it, though?
It should have the date as well.
Yeah, I got the card. That's how I knew that you wanted it cleaned up.
Right there.
That's why I was mad that you hadn't cleaned it up yet. I'm talking about you all, but the...
It was November 7th. That's when you signed.
November what?
7th.
Okay, so quite a bit later.
Yeah.
10 days later. Anyway, so I guess the $100 is a little bit of heartburn, but.
Yes, I would assume other than the $100, we're all on the same point.
Yeah, we understand.
Okay.
You know?
It's for our time.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, who's next?
Next case on the agenda is 16-215. The property address is 441 Olive Circle. Property. We'll send you the payment request.
1 minute. What's the property address?
I'm sorry. Property address is 441 Olive Circle. Property owner's name is James A. Lancaster. Certified notices were sent on November 22nd and January 12th, which was successful. Hearing notices were posted at the property and at the City Hall on January 12th. My initial inspection was November 21st, and last inspection was January 12th. Total number of inspection, 3. Number of violations, 4. Violations complied, 0. This is the initial hearing for the case.
My name's Karen Lancaster.
Okay, I think I saw you write in, you were sworn in.
Yeah.
This property was cited for 4 different violations. Out of 4, the 3 violations are for the junk vehicle on the property, and 4th one is for the existing non-conforming land use. There is a mobile home on the property which utilities were disconnected several months ago, which has passed the 6-month time frame. So it's a non-conforming land use at this point. After receiving the hearing notices, Karen Lancaster had contacted me, and Mr. Lancaster also contacted me. We talked with them regarding the things, what needs to be done, but they just need more time, and that's why we're here today. So for this case, my staff recommendation are find the property owner an administrative fine of $100. Allow till February 28, 2017 to comply regarding the non-conforming land use. If not complied, fine $25 per day after February 28, 2017 until the violation has abated. Allow till February 28, 2017 to comply regarding the junk vehicle. If not complied, allow the city staff to enter upon the property to post towing notices according to Section 26-38, removal of junk vehicle on private property. At end of 15 days per notice, allow the city staff to remove the vehicle from the private property. The removal of the vehicle does not cost city anything.
Would you state your name for the record, please?
Karen Lancaster.
Okay. Of course, I can see you're Mr. Lancaster's daughter.
Daughter, yes.
All right. What would you like to say?
I know, like, it has to be taken care of and everything. It's just we've had a lot of, like, he's had a lot of health problems and stuff, so it's like we had to move to a different place, so a lot of money's been going out the door because of paying bills and stuff, so we haven't had the time to kind of, like, get anything together and get any of that stuff hauled out. But, I mean, I know we eventually have to, but it's just, like, need a little bit more time to get everything completed. Because I already contacted the loan place that has the lien on the house, the trailer, and I said that there's supposed to be the car supposed to be in with the loan, and she said she didn't see nothing on it, but they said, like, stacks the documents, and then we'll go from there, she said, so.
Do you think you can get everything done by February 28th?
Hopefully. It depends on what they have to do, because they have to take the lien off the property, so I don't know if, I mean, it should be done by February 28th. I mean, it seems like it should be long enough.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, and then I'll give you to February 28th, a $100 administration fee.
Mm-hmm.
But there won't be anything else if it's done by February 28th.
Okay.
If it's not done by February 28th, there's going to be a $25 a day
yes.
assessment. So
I understand.
You need to get some, don't let grass grow under your feet.
Yeah.
Down there and get it corrected, okay?
Exactly. This is all new to me. I've never done this before, so I'm like, who do I contact to get stuff taken care of? So I just like,
well,
so we'll get it taken care of.
Good luck to you. Okay?
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Give me 1 second here.
There are two orders for this same property.
Okay.
Do you need a pen?
That one just ran out. I got one right here. Okay. You want the authority to go in and remove it, something if it's not removed?
Yes, after February 28th.
Okay. Find that too.
Yeah, you're good to go. We'll send you a copy of the order in mail. You'll get a certified mail again.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Thank
All right, thanks.
Okay. And the next case?
Next case on the agenda is 16-217. The property address is 543 North Palmetto Avenue. There are two cases for the same property owner for same property. This is a new one for the roof damage, and I have next one, which is for their unsafe structure regarding the porch. So we'll go over the first one, 217, the new one first.
All right.
For this new case, the certified notices were sent on November 22nd and January 12th, which was successful. Hearing notices were posted at the City Hall and at the property on January 12th. My initial inspection for this violation was October 19th, and last inspection was January 12th. Total number of inspections were 3. Number of violation, 1. Violation complied, 0. This is the initial hearing for this case, and property owner are repeat violator. This case, particular case 217, the violation was the roof damage. If you look at the pictures, you can see from the pictures the roof is damaged and it's covered in the tarp. I think the roof damage happened during the Hurricane Matthew, and after that, when I noticed that, I contacted the property owner to get an information from them regarding the repair work, when they are going to be doing the repair work. And I was told by the property owner that they were working with FEMA to get the funding. And the property owner had told me that she has some papers from FEMA, which she will provide to us. And so far, I haven't received anything from her, nor we haven't seen any improvements as far as the repair work goes. If you could, next slide, please. These are the current picture from my last inspection. For this case, my staff recommendation will be fine the property owner an administrative fine of $100. Allow till January 31st, 2017 to comply. If not complied, fine $25 per day after January 31st, 2017 until the violations has abated and demonstrated to.
There's a typo on that. $25 after January 31st.
I think it's right on the...
It's right in the order, but I just want to correct the PowerPoint slide.
I saw that.
It's
right there.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. You want to state your name for the record, please?
My name is Latrice Bryant Cox.
Richard Cox.
All right. And you're the property owner?
Yes.
Okay. What would you like to say?
I have my letter from FEMA. When I spoke to Ms. Mitra, I told her I've had some family issues going on. My sister was killed in a car accident. 2 weeks later, my dad sustained serious health issues that my dad just passed away from 2 weeks ago. I told her I've been busy dealing with that I don't have time, you know what I mean, dealing, to come down here, rain down here when I'm going back and forth taking care of my dad, making sure my dad is okay. I have my papers from FEMA right here.
Tell me what they say in general.
This is just the initial application from them. Saying that an inspector would contact us and come out.
Which they haven't.
Which they have not.
We've been calling them on a weekly basis.
And I haven't gotten anything. Go ahead.
What they're telling us is because Clay County wasn't deemed a disaster area, that we're having issues with inspectors coming out here looking at this. I don't feel like we should be fined $100 a day for a $100 administrative fee for hurricane damage. It's not like we allowed the roof to be like that. It was because of the hurricane. I mean, that's what FEMA's supposed to cover, natural disasters and stuff like that. So, I mean, and we already got the thing going on with the porch and that stuff. So we don't have the money or the time to do a new roof and tear the porch down at the same time.
Can I see your letter?
Mm-hmm.
And we explained that to Ms. Meacher. I mean, the tarp's on the roof to stop the water from leaking in. It's not totally destroyed, but it's just got like a hole in it.
I called her and talked to her like beginning or mid-October. And since then, she told me same thing. I called her.
Yeah, and I told you, my sister was killed Sunday after Thanksgiving. 2 weeks prior, my dad was rushed to the hospital because he sustained a stroke and seizure activity. My dad was on life support. My dad just died 2 weeks ago. And just like I told you, I'm back and forth to the hospital making sure, checking on my nieces, making sure my nieces are fine. Trying to sustain my household. I have not been working. I've been back and forth to the hospital with my dad, making sure all this. And I don't have time for anything else. He's working. He got electrocuted at work. So I got all this stuff going on in my life.
Yeah, I mean, I don't understand what the issue with the tarp being on.
One at a time.
Sorry.
You know, it's not like I'm not trying to comply, but when I told you, when you called me that day, I was sitting there calling them, trying to get in contact with FEMA. Okay, mm-hmm. Then when you called again,
talk to me.
When I talked to Ms. Mitra again, when she called me, I said, I'm walking out the door right now to go check on my dad, because my dad was not doing good. And if she couldn't understand that, I'm sorry. My family comes before anything. I totally understand I need a roof over my head for my family, but I have to do what I have to do. It's my dad's only child left. And for my sister to be killed in a car accident, it's been a whole bunch of stuff that we've been going through.
Are you living in the house?
Yes, we can live in the house. It's not a hole in it. It just pulled back our stuff.
Let me talk.
What it did was
it peeled the tin back. We've reattached the tin to the roof, but there's holes in it from where it tore. We just got to reseal it. I had some roofers come by and look at it, you know, tearing the old tin off and putting a shingle roof on top of it. But I was told I need permits and all that kind of stuff to do all that. I've already got permits out, you know, to get this porch demoed out and get this fence put up. I don't have time, you know, to double book, basically, is what I'm saying.
The permit you have, that does not include the roof.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. We have to pull another permit to do another roof.
Yeah.
Do we have to pull another permit to seal it back up?
For the roofing work, you'll have to do the permit separately.
I've had a roofer come out there and told me, I can take the cool seal like you use on mobile homes, and I can roll it on the tin and seal it back up.
Okay.
Do I need a permit for that?
Would be John's question, right? Yeah.
Why would I need a permit for that? I'm just asking. I don't know. That's why I'm asking.
Because Florida Building Code requires you to have a permit to assure that it's your protection, that what the roofing guy is doing, the contractor is doing, meets Florida Building Code, so that you don't have this problem, hopefully, at the next hurricane. And he has to inspect it. All roofs need...
I'm not pulling it up. There's already 10 on there. The 10 didn't get damaged. I only lost one piece.
Okay.
We've already reattached everything back to the roof.
Okay. I'm not the building code, but if you will tell us a time, the building inspector can come out there and tell you if you need a permit or not. He's the one that makes that decision.
John, you know John. You met with him, right?
Yeah.
He may treat it as just a
repair.
That's up to him. He's
okay.
The expert on that. We're not...
That's what I'm saying.
I tell you what we're going to do, okay? We're going to continue this case just as it is to the next hearing. In the meantime, I want you to try to hustle and hit up with the inspector and find out what you need to do and either complete it or come back here with a game plan to complete it quickly.
Okay? I mean, I can tell you what my game plan is. I want to finish tearing my porch down. I think I got 3 weeks or a month left on my permit for that. I've already had the top portion tore down, as you can see from the pictures. That's already tore down. I just got the sides and the bottom to do. I have my stuff piled to the side because I'm going to get it all taken out all at the same time. They charge you by the load.
Well, if you're going to do that in 3 weeks, it sounds like to me you can have everything completed by the time we come back.
Well, that's what I'm saying. For the money I'm going to spend doing all that and putting my fence up, I'm not going to have money to buy the stuff to seal the roof back up or pull a permit for that. Because y'all charge astronomical prices for permits. I don't understand that, but it is what it is.
You may not have to, though. I don't know that. I know
you. Okay, well, I'll call John Monday and find out, because I'm working a double tomorrow. I won't.
The purpose isn't to penalize. I'm speaking on behalf of the city. The purpose isn't to really penalize you now. The purpose is to
get the work.
Yes, and I mean, we don't want a tarp on our roof, but at the same point in time, if we don't have the tarp on there, then it's going to end up being more damage.
We understand.
And it's not like the roof was dilapidated to the point to where it fell apart. I mean, them limbs fell down on top of my roof. I mean, it was hurricane damage. Act of God.
I hear you.
I don't understand.
I hear everything you said.
I just don't understand.
That's why I'm not going to make a decision today. I'm going to continue it to see what efforts you have.
I just want to finish one project before I start divulging into that.
We recommend to the judge. He makes the decision.
Yes, sir, I understand.
If he rules in your favor, doesn't charge you a dime and gives you extra time, the city's okay with that, that's fine.
I understand that.
It's up to him.
Our goal is voluntary compliance. If you comply within the time frame, we don't want to charge you daily fine or anything.
You came by like, it was less than 30 days after the hurricane when you came by the first time about it.
I just called her. I didn't even come by. I just called her.
No, you called me because you said had complaints.
Well,
yeah. We do get complaints.
I totally understand that.
We do get complaints.
We are where we are, and we're going to see where we are at our next hearing, and hopefully we'll be further along, and we'll have something good to report by then, okay?
Yes, sir.
That's what I'm interested in. When is our next hearing?
It's going to be in March.
March.
Okay. Is it March or is it?
We're not going to have one in February.
All right. Okay. Look at all that extra time you got.
Yeah, I know.
You're going to build a whole new house by then.
You're going to fund us the money, we'll gladly do it. I mean, I wanted to knock the house down and rebuild like a habitat house on there. But I was told by Mr. Weaver when he was code enforcement officer that you have to leave one exterior wall remaining on the property.
No, that's not.
That's gone.
I don't know where he came from.
Like he said, we were grandfathered in because they're trying to change everything.
Yeah, our street has been rezoned commercial.
You're still allowed to have a house on your street. It's commercial, but it's what we call commercial residential professional. So your house is allowed, and that's.
So I
don't know what previous, if you wanted to rebuild it, I will work with you to get that done. And,
okay.
You know, believe me. And, you know.
All the good things are happening tonight.
I mean, our goal is to get that looking good. I know your neighbor would like it to get it looking good and whatever we can do. And I'm sorry for misinformation that you got previously, but you are allowed to rebuild a house there. And I will work with you and anybody else to get that to happen. But we need to get movement. That's the key.
I mean,
we need to see the improvement.
Look at the pictures from before as far as that. I mean, there's a bunch of progress going on.
And I'm sorry for the missing communication, but if you want to rebuild the house, but we just need to see a plan.
Obviously we'll have to submit a plan and do all that.
Of course, there will be another permit and, of course, all that.
I understand all that. That's, you know, but it's a lot simpler to do that than it would be to try to piece the house back together. Okay?
I won't argue with you.
So we'll be back in March. There'll be a notice sent to you.
Okay.
And I expect a good report.
Reports will be done. I should have my fence up.
I have a question since we're going to move on to the next part of the part.
Yeah, that's your next case is your old case, which is regarding the porch. The permit expires February 18th.
Well, we just finished the ceiling, right?
The roof.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
So we really need you to get that porch completed by February 18th, otherwise the permit expires, so that's why.
And your wife had asked me regarding the extension, when there is a code enforcement violation, John, the building inspector, he will not allow any extension on the permit, so you will have to get it done by February 18th, and you will have to call for the inspection when it's done.
I understand all that.
So just want to make sure we're all on the same page.
That was going to be my next question, just in case, because I'm just not even back to work yet, so we're down to one income in our house.
And had to buy a new refrigerator, because our
refrigerator went out
for Christmas,
so that was, yeah.
Wasted all our Christmas dinner, all that. We had to go buy new food for all that, new refrigerator. It's been a last rough few months for us.
So that's what I was going to ask.
Huh?
Yes, I was going to ask about the extension. Did we kind of get an extension for the...
Sometimes if you would just call us back, we can work with you, but when we only... Seems like...
Yeah, I totally understand that, but I've been, like, my mind, and when I tell you the things I've been through, I'm barely holding myself together.
Emotionally stable to handle y'all. I mean, I'll be honest with y'all. And I work all day.
And we've been working with you.
I don't get home till 5 o'clock at night.
This is like the most we've been in each other's presence since the last few weeks, months.
Let's come back in March and hope that things have turned around, you know, family-wise.
I hope so.
Financially.
Can't handle much more, to be honest with you.
I hear you. Let's hope and pray things get better, okay?
That's all you can do.
Come work with us. Some of us had to work till 11 o'clock last night. Well,
that'll be me tomorrow. I'll be stuck at McDonald's in Palm Valley all day tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll come down tomorrow or like next week and talk to somebody about defense and stuff. I just need to get through this weekend. Let me bury my father and drink like 50,000.
We'll be all right. By March, the porch will be gone. Hopefully the fence will be up. And then we'll just worry about the roof.
And if you have any questions as far as rebuilding or however, you can call me or Miss Janice or John, either one of us.
Through what we got, first case first, let us complete that, get that out of the way, and then we'll go from there.
Okay.
What we're going to do.
All right. We'll see you in March.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Okay.
Are we going to do the other one or just all?
This is both done.
Okay.
Well, have a good night. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, thank you.
All right. Hello, I see Mr. Bowles out there.
Should we go ahead and do his first?
Yeah. Okay.
I think it's on the dismissal, case number 16-063.
Okay.
The property address is 115 North Magnolia Avenue.
Okay. Well?
If you go to the next slide, please. There was the picture after Mr. Bowles had complied with the cleaning up the loading docks.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why I'm dismissing the case is that he has renewed the permit and it's active and he's working with the building inspector, getting inspections done. He's passing all the inspections. So as far as the code enforcement goes, he's working under the permit. So there are no violations at this point. So my recommendation would be to dismiss the case.
And he paid as an admin fine.
Yeah, he did pay on... September 29th.
And that's the best part of my job.
we're working on getting the windows in. They're on order. It should be in about 6 weeks, and we'll be wrapping the job up.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Always something.
Okay. Thank you very much.
New administration, new times.
But it will look really nice when it's done, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
I'm going to have the best looking place downtown. Then I'm going to come ask the city, we don't have enough parking. Well, all our businesses downtown, we need them to buy Bill Goss's lot and Patty's lot over here. We sure need them, Spitty. That's the last parking thing they were supposed to do here with City Hall, and it sure helped all the business.
Yes, it would. Yes, it would.
How you doing, Judge?
I'm doing wonderful, and it's good to see you, and I'm glad we had such a happy ending.
Well, it's good to see the Citadel doing so good, too.
Oh, my goodness. You shouldn't say that.
University of Florida Gators doing okay, too.
All right.
Good seeing all y'all.
Good seeing you.
Thank you.
All
we'll go back to the lien cases.
All right.
The case, next case will be 16-041. Property address is 471 Jerry Drive. Property owner used to be Scott Hackworth D. There is a new property owner for this property. Several notices were sent, which was unsuccessful with the old owner, but the new owners are getting their mails. Last notices, hearing notices were sent on January 12th and posted at the City Hall and at the property. My initial inspection was back in March of last year. Last inspection was January 12th. Number of inspections, 4. Number of violations, 4. The old owner, Scott Hackworth, he had complied with 2 violations. This is hearing for the lien recording. The reason I'm bringing this for lien, the new property owner had contacted me regarding the current code enforcement case and the fine and everything. They were going to pay, but they haven't paid anything so far, and they're trying to sell the property. So just to benefit our time and everything, my recommendation for this case is to record the lien in the amount of $3,400, which includes administrative fine and daily fine till the date. A lien will be recorded in the public records of Clay County, Florida, after the order has been signed by the magistrate. And just for the records, once this lien is recorded, there will be a new code enforcement case for the remaining violations with the new property owners.
Okay. All right. So this order doesn't have anything to do with the new property owners?
No.
Okay.
Well, it will be on the property.
We're hoping, because we know it's going to be sold, if we go ahead and lien the property, that will be successful in collecting payment. Just to let you know, to update you, Judge, is we did that on the property. We had about a $3,400 one down at Energy Cove, and they didn't pay. It closed, and they didn't pay for about 3 months, and Mitra said, we could have got some more $25 a day, but we did get the $3,400. So by doing this, at least we closed it, and when they closed, a lot of times we do get funds. Even sometimes we negotiate. I know Mr. Arnold and I have just talked with some of these closing agents, so that's why we want to get a lien on the property.
All right, then, there being no appearance and testimony and evidence by the city, find that there was a violation and enter an order imposing a fine and a lien, fine in the amount of $3,400. Okay. Anything else?
The next case on the agenda is case number 16-060. It was scheduled for lien recording because the property owner had complied but never paid their admin fine, which they came and paid last week after they got the hearing notices. So at this point, we don't need any action on this case.
I guess the next time we'll dismiss it.
It's already been dismissed. It was dismissed with fine. So.
Yeah. It's funny how they never call until they get that magistrate letter. You know?
Mm-hmm.
That's it, isn't it?
Is that all?
We have 2 more.
Oh.
Yeah. That's one. The next case is 16-097. Property address is 402 Robert Street South. The property owner was John Swain. There is a new owner for this property as well. And there is a dispute between the new owner and third party regarding ownership of the property. So for this case, I'm just asking for the continuance.
Yes, let's continue it until we find out
who they actually own. Yeah. And last...
Notice of dismissal?
Yeah, last case is 16-106. The property address is 508 Cove Street. Property owner is Charles L. Cantor. Certified notices were sent on January 12th. This property, it was in violation because the shed was put on the property without permit. The property owner has applied for the permit and got permit, and it's still active permit. So that's the reason I'm dismissing this case.
Okay, that's the third out of these.
Well, I just want to let you know that the reason we're not having a February case
February meeting.
February hearing is that Ms. Mitra, for the first week in February, is going to be going to the Florida Association of Code Enforcement Officer Training for a week and taking her test to be a certified code enforcement officer. So she's got literally, it's 40 hours of classes, and then I get about a four-hour test, so we'll be pulling for her. So she wouldn't have time to then get ready for the hearing. So we gave it, in some respect, we're giving everybody some extra time, but we're real excited.
I'm excited for her.
Yeah, thank you.
She's a certified expert by the time we come to the
hearing.
And I think the last thing we need minutes approval for November 16th meeting.
So she's done a great job not being certified, so no telling what she's going to be when she's certified.
It's going to be so great the next time we get in here, we're going to be able to stand.
Yeah, and we're lucky because John has a certification, our building official, so he's a great resource. You know, we've always been lucky with him.
Yes, for level three, right?
So
yeah,
we're really excited. But
you'll be ahead of him in no time.
We've been excited.
We're adjourned.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Not bad at any rate compared to your other meetings.
Oh, no. Tomorrow, are you ready with your armor on tomorrow?
Huh?
You'll be ready for your armor tomorrow.